I'm here talking to Jessica Camacho, who is going to be a regular on one of the shows that I enjoy watching, Sleepy Hollow. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I don't know if you're here in SoCal, but the weather's been kind of funny, so it's kind of like nice, really nice today, Just
I know, it's a nice break. I tried to jog the other day and I almost got swept away by the wind. I was like, where am I? What is going on?
I
Yes. This city, it was crazy. So I'm very thankful for the sunshine today. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, so you're gonna be now a regular on a show that I've been watching since it started, Sleepy Hollow, and
Oh, thank you for watching. Yes.
yeah, and now you're gonna be we're gonna get to see you more often. And so is there how much can you tell us about which what are we gonna see of your character with this new season?
My character's name is Sophie Foster, and
Agent too. You're an agent.
yes, exactly. When we first see her, she's this kind of like really rough around the edges, artifact stealer and drifter, come to find out, boom, she's FBI. She was undercover this whole time working this crazy case. So, now she's kind of finding her way into the actual world of Sleepy Hollow, which we all know is the world of the supernatural.
Oh boy.
Sophie discovers very quickly that there is more than meets the eye. So, when we last left off, we see Abby trying to save her sister, Jenny. So Abby ends up making this huge sacrifice and completely disappears in this explosion. So, we pick up not knowing where Abby is, what has happened to her, what is going on. So, of course, Ichabod Crane is, frantically trying to find Abby however he can. So is Sophie Foster because she's an agent. Abby and Sophie are both agents. Sophie's been, ordered to figure out what has happened to Abby. So she stumbled across Crane on the case, and they're both very, Crane and Sophie are very suspicious of one another, one another's intentions. Sophie's not sure exactly what Crane's involvement is with Abby, but the two kind of end up forging
Kind of an
this
interesting
chain.
bond thing.
It's a very, yeah, exactly. They kind of hesitatingly realize that, in order to find her, they have to work together. So the two of them being kind of really unsure about one another form this unlikely team to bring Abby back. And so that's where we are when we pick back up. And yeah, I think that, Abby, Abby and Ichabod, they are Sleepy Hollow. They are the heart of Sleepy Hollow. So I think it's going to be really cool for fans to see
A new
exactly,
character like yours.
how Abby's disappearance. What's that?
Like a new character like yours, because you're just as strong and as tough as Abby is.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Sophie is. She's definitely a strong character. And I love that, though. So is Jenny. Jenny and Abby and Sophie, like those really strong, driven women. And, I think that, they are doing whatever they can to bring one of their own back. And so that's going to be a really, really cool thing as the whole team starts to work together and kind of come together and figure out exactly, who they are to each other, who they're going to be to each other. So, that the relationship between Crane and Sophie was especially fun for me to play, because Ichabod Crane is such a great character,
Yes, he
and
is.
it's to be, yeah, they share some, they share a little bit of, some barb, some tension, and that is going to be really cool for the audience to kind of follow along with. But, yeah, that's the world where we are.
You talk about Sophie being a strong type of character, and that's one of the things of the many of the roles that I've seen you do, you always seem to play these really strong, you know, very convicted characters, which I like, you know. And it usually,
me too.
You know, because what's kind of funny in a way too is that you're not like 6 feet tall or anything like that, you know, for some of us who know you. But what's beautiful is that you play these characters, you know, that are just kind of like, don't mess with me, I'm coming for you.
Oh yeah. So empowering to play, you know, it's so empowering to play a confident, self-assured, capable woman who is not afraid to take action. And, you know, I think that's definitely a part of me, but, you know, to really kind of bring that to life in such a concrete way is super amazing for me to do as a woman, you know, and to be physically active, to be like fighting and running and really holding my own. I mean, especially against these huge, terrifying monsters, you know, I'm just like this little, you know, tiny little woman, but, you know, to have skills and to know how to use them is super fun to play characters like that. It's such a blast for me.
And you guys, you do this in Georgia, right? It's down...
Exactly. We film in Georgia, and it's what I love about the show is that we film a lot on location, so we are actually, like, in these crazy woods, you know, like, dense, kind of terrifying, creepy woods filming, or we were filming, you know, like, with them, like, in mortuaries, you know. We are actually at these amazing, historic places. So that's a really cool part of it for me, too. I love it.
Is this kind of one of the genres that you enjoy? I mean, like, growing up, did you like the supernatural kind of stories and things like that?
I'm really fascinated with the supernatural. Absolutely. I always have been. So it's an absolute dream for me to be playing in this world. They're my favorite stories, actually. Stories that, you know, surpass reality, surpass, you know, what... you know, just the mundane, just realities of everyday life, and kind of play in the realm of what could be possible. I mean, who knows, right?
You never know. You know, and actually, you know, growing up Latinos, you know, we got some stories there that you kind of.
Oh yeah, oh, believe me, I've heard them. Like growing up, you know, so that's why. I mean, I'm just completely fascinated with, you know, with what might be out there. And so bringing that, but, you know, seeing that come to life is just the coolest experience for me every day. Yeah. And when I get the scripts, it's so exciting to see, you know, what they come up with, like the next monster we're going to battle, you know. It's amazing. It's my dream.
Oh, well, I'm really happy. You sound happy. You sound happy to be on this.
I am. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I truly, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better experience. I couldn't have asked to be part of a better cast. You know, everyone on the show is just so, so driven and so creative and talented and giving. So it really is an ideal, you know, wonderful situation for me. I'm so blessed.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the, Longmire.
You know,
it's on Netflix now, and I'm looking forward to seeing it some more. Is your character coming back? Because I can't remember.
Who knows? Really, right? I mean, you never know. That was a really cool. She's quite a sassy character.
Yes.
That was fun one to play, and you know, that show shoots in Santa Fe, and what a beautiful setting. It's just a different way of life, it's a different pace, it's a different, like, the skies are crazy, the mountains, the history that's there. So yeah, shooting Longmire was really, really, really cool. That was so much fun.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to say that you're one of those actors that I think a lot of people may not know your name, but you pop up on the screen and they'll go, I know that face. You know, I know that face because
You know what? I've been very fortunate to have worked a lot on so many amazing shows. I've played so many different characters. I've definitely. I get that all the time. Like, I know you. I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, and they usually can come up. Oh, it's from Dexter. It's from this. You know, and I think that's really cool. I'm very fortunate in that I've gotten to play so many amazing parts. So I'm super thankful.
Well, I'm hoping now that with your new character on Sleepy Hollow, that people will know your name. You know, not only say I know that face, they'll actually know your name.
You know, well, I appreciate that so much, and my hope is that they'll just be that they will get wrapped up in the show and pulled into the story and excited to find out, you know, what is going to happen with Abby, excited to see, you know, what's going to come of Sophie and, you know, her partnership with Crane. And, you know, my hope is that they just, you know, more than knowing my name, is that they just get pulled into this amazing show that I'm so happy to be a part of. And that they feel excitement and then they keep tuning in. And so we come back Friday,
yes,
this Friday.
Exactly.
You know, and so I hope they come hang out with us on Fridays and have an absolute blast. You know.
Well, my Friday
set. Figuring out the list, please.
Well, my Friday set, you know, Sleepy Hollow and Grimm.
What was that?
Sleepy Hollow and Grimm.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
There you go.
Yes. Put it down. It's just me.
Good.
I love it. Right. Love it.
Well, you know, Jessica, I'm going to let you go because I know you're pretty busy today. And I hope I get to see you real soon.
I would love that. Thank you so much. It's so good to catch up with you. And I'm so happy that we have such an amazing show that I get to talk about. And I'm part of this, and you have been a fan since the beginning of the show. That means like the world to me. I love that you love it. Thank you for loving it. Please keep tuning in, and I hope that we get to chat more about the show very, very, very soon.
Congratulations, and I'll see you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Bye bye.